If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Yeah, thank you, and prepare to have your mouth begin to water. Let's talk about prime rib.
It's tender, it's fatty, flavorful. It's got everything.
And if you're in the camp that turkey is for Thanksgiving, but prime rib is for Christmas and or New Year's, we've got a pro to tell us how to cook restaurant-quality prime rib.
My name is Mark Lupino, and I'm the chief executive chef for Steak 48.
Yeah, Chef Mark will have tips on how to buy a prime rib at the store, what to do with it at home before you cook it, and how to cook it after. I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Okay, Chef Mark Lupino of Chicago's Steak 48, let's go to the store to buy our roast. What's the first thing to look for?
It depends on how many people you're serving. That's going to be the first thing. If I'm going to have a bone-in rib, I'm going to go a pound per person. You're going to have a tiny bit of shrinkage cooking it, not too much. Most of the stuff that's coming out is fat, and you're going to use that for gravy anyways. If you want to have leftovers, then get a full rib. Full rib would be 12 bones. On a boneless rib, I'd say 14 ounces. Use that pound per person. You know, you're in the right range.
Okay, and what cut are we looking for?
Standing rib roast, boneless rib roast. But those are pretty much the names you're going to see associated with it.
Okay, and here's a money-saving tip. He says, while it's called prime rib, it doesn't have to be a roast that is graded prime.
You can use a select being a lower-graded rib, and it's still going to come out great. Now, if it was prime, it's going to come out that much better.
Okay, you've got the roast at home. First thing to do is put on a salt-based dry rub.
Coarse salt, coarse pepper, granulated garlic, granulated onion, paprika, maybe a little bit of light cayenne is perfect.
And he says use a lot of it.
I mean, I'm not talking about pouring cups of it on there, but I want to really feel it. Like, I want to rub this rib roast down on all sides.
Then, time to put it in the fridge.
Uncovered, and let it dry for at least 4 hours, maybe overnight.
Oh, there's so much more to know, but we are out of time for today, and Chef Mark Lupino of Steak 48 will be back tomorrow. You can read his complete instructions at WGNradio.com. Picking up where we left off yesterday with our professional chef telling us how to prepare a restaurant-quality prime rib at home, sign in again, please, sir.
Sure. My name is Mark Lupino. I'm the chief executive chef for Steak 48.
Yesterday, Chef Mark told us how to choose the roast, how to give it a great dry rub and put it in the fridge overnight, and what's next after. I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in Santa's toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Okay, you gave your roast a dry rub, put it in the fridge overnight. What now, Chef Mark Lupino of Chicago's Steak 48?
Before you cook it, you want to let it sit out at room temperature for at least an hour.
Okay, well, we can turn the oven on while that's happening.
I turn the oven on 400 degrees to start. You know, let it get hot for a good 30 minutes, and then I throw the rib in there on the rack. Middle of the oven is always the best.
Make sure you have a rack.
A key thing to getting that rib cooked perfectly on all sides, all the way around, nice and evenly, is to have it on some kind of rack that lifts it up off the pan.
And
before you put it in the oven, put like a half cup of water in the bottom of the pan. So when your juices are dripping off of the rib, it doesn't burn.
Okay, in the oven it goes. And after about a half an hour,
you're going to see a nice browning on the outside. Then you turn the oven down to 200 degrees, maybe 225. It depends on how much time you want. About 200 degrees, it's going to take you about 20 minutes per pound. And that's to get yourself a rib that's going to be 115 degrees in the center.
He says that 115 in the middle ought to make everybody happy.
Unless your family likes to eat well done or medium well, you want to pull it at 115 degrees.
And when it's out of the oven,
you're going to rest that for 30 to 45 minutes. Take a piece of aluminum foil and tent it over the top of it. It allows all the juice to get absorbed back into the muscles inside there. And then I'll pull that rib rack and I'll set it on a cutting board. Still tented with the aluminum foil, but I set it on a cutting board. All the juices that are going to come off of it have come off.
Okay, we're just about out of time again. How do you make the au jus or gravy?
The au jus
is just pan drippings. Whisk it up with a little bit of butter and flour. That's going to make exactly what you want.
Chef Mark Lupino of Chicago's Steak 48, his complete instructions, which include more than we had time to include here, such as the sides he likes, are at WGNradio.com. Enjoy! I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.